We're talking about horses, riding animals. What would you call one that you rode? Just say you rode a
saddle horse.
A saddle horse, and a female is called a
stallion.
And the male.
No. A female is a mare.
It's a mare.
A mare.
And the male is a
stallion.
Is the stallion. If you didn't know how to ride, you'd say, I've never
rode.
Say a little child went to sleep in bed and found himself on the floor in the morning. He said, he'd say, I must have
got off the bed. Or fell off the bed or got off the bed.
The things that you'd put on a horse's feet to protect them from the road, what would you call them?
Shoes, horseshoes.
And the parts of the horse's feet that you put the shoes onto would be called what?
Hooks.
And the games that you played with them after they're no longer of use to the horse. The game, when they toss the shoes from the horse after
they... Oh, play horseshoes.
And you call it, you would call a male sheep what?
A ram.
And the female sheep?
A doe.
And what would you call, what would you raise the sheep for?
For his wool.
And what would you call a male hog?
Well, all I've ever heard him call is a, except a male is a boar. Bull hog.
And that would be the one you...
That would be the...
That's the male.
The male.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what would you call a male that's been altered?
A bar.
And how big must a pig, or about how big must a pig get before, to be called a shoat?
Is there... Well, anyway, from, you call him a pig until he's about 10, 12, 15 pounds, and then a shoot be on up to 35 pounds, 35 pounds shoot.
And the stiff hairs that they have on their back, what would you call
bristles.
And the big teeth that a pig has, what do you call
tushes,
it?
Tushes.
Now the thing you put the food in for a hog would be what?
Hog trough.
And do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild, that's never been tended out in the...
Out in the woods, we call them wild boar. Mostly go by wild boar.
Now, if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do with him?
Hold him.
What is the noise, or what would you call the noise made by a calf when it's been being weaned?
He'd bait.
And you'd say the calf began to
bleat.
And the gentle noise made by a cow during feeding time. What do you call that?
Lowing.
You've got some horses, mules, cows, and so forth. Now, when they're getting hungry, you'd say you'd have to go out and
feed up.
If you're going to feed the hens and turkeys or your geese and ducks and so forth, do you have any one name for them? For all of them together.
Well, just the fowls, because the ducks and the geese and chickens and turkeys that go as fowls, and the others is
and the cattle. Okay.
Yeah.
And